During exercises, it's useful to give each other feedback. The purpose of feedback is to enable someone to change their behavior. Remembering what we said on CD number 3 about the unconscious mind, it's the unconscious mind that runs our behavior. So feedback is for the unconscious mind. So what I want to give you is a feedback methodology, which wraps up feedback in the most palatable, most acceptable, and the most easily integratable form for the unconscious mind. Remember some of the prime directives that we talked about as far as the unconscious mind is concerned, particularly, don't think of a blue tree. So what I'm going to give you is what we call the feedback sandwich. So at the end of an exercise, and you want to give your practitioner feedback, the first thing to do is to tell them what they did in the exercise that worked really well. Just pick a small number of very specific behaviors that they did that really worked in the exercise. The unconscious mind loves to get things right. So when you tell someone's unconscious mind, you did this, you did this, you did this, and it worked really well, their unconscious mind is going to want to do even more of it next time. Then we get to the meat in the sandwich. Here, tell your practitioner what they can specifically do next time that would make their performance as a practitioner of NLP even better. Notice there's a certain presupposition in that, even better, which means it was good already. Also, what you're telling them is what to do next time rather than what they did last time that didn't work. Because of don't think of a blue tree, if you tell someone all of the things that you don't want them to do next time, you're going to have them focus on those very things the next time they do it, which will only increase their tendency to do it. Then, at the end, give them an overall positive statement about their abilities as a growing and improving NLP practitioner. Giving feedback in this way enables the person to focus on what they're going to do next time when they go into the exercise. Also, receiving feedback in this way feels good. I don't know how many times I've been given feedback where at the end of the feedback session, I felt absolutely dreadful. And the last thing that I wanted to do was actually to integrate it. Using the feedback sandwich, the person you're giving feedback to feels good. They've been told the things to do next time that would make it even better. They've also been told the things which they did this time, which worked really well. So they're going to do those even more. And then wrapped up right at the end, this is how you're improving and developing at what you're doing. An excellent and very, very effective feedback model.